It was a frustrating time in the 70s. Our clients would come out of the state hospital, and because they couldn't get housing and because they couldn't get into substance abuse treatment, they were often, you know, living in homeless settings, you know, with very active substance disorders. And it was a time of lots of, you know, drug experimentation, too. So it's not like they were just using alcohol and marijuana. They were using PCP and amphetamines and all kinds of things. And they really did miserably. And they were constantly in trouble with the law. And so I was, you know, involved again and again with the criminal justice system and with housing providers and other programs that really weren't very sensitive to the needs of our clients. Well, I think we began to realize in the 70s and early 80s that we really needed to bring addiction treatment into the mental health system. And most of us didn't have much expertise for addressing substance abuse, so that would have been difficult to do at the time, as it still is. But we, you know, we began doing it back then, and we began experimenting with different ways of providing services and of creating groups that people with dual disorders might find, you know, congenial.